Today is Monday, August the 9th, 2010. Welcome to the Mr. Destiny Radio Show. Hope you guys are having a great Monday. It's been really hot here in North Carolina. I guess they say that this year has been sort of hotter than summers we've had in a long time. I attribute that to global warming. We'll see what happens. But I'm enjoying it. We have a lot of rain here. I love that part. Being a Cancer that I am. A little crab cake, just loves the rain. What can I say? Welcome to the show. We're in Leo territory. It's August 9th. Today's a Four Diamonds day, double Four Diamonds. So, as I've said before, it's a really good day to people born in the Leo, who are Leos. They're good to study because they are often very dramatic versions of their card. Makes it very easy to see the qualities of the card being expressed. But also, when somebody's ruling card is a certain card, like if somebody had a ruling card of a Four Diamonds, let's say like an Aries King of Clubs would have a ruling card of a Four Diamonds, or a Taurus Jack of Diamonds, they would have a Four Diamonds ruling card. We tend to exaggerate that too. So you can look at people who have the ruling card of, that's a certain card, and also learn about that card. You'll see them play that out in a more or less dramatic fashion. So a lot of people that I know are born today. You know, there's a lot of people in the news that I don't really keep up with, but we have a lot of actors and actresses, and you would think so. But Four Diamonds actors and actresses, they tend to be very hardworking actors and actresses and performers. I remember doing a reading for Glenn Close once before, and she's not a Four Diamonds, but she's a... Wait a minute. She is a Four Diamonds. She's not a Leo Four Diamonds. She's Pisces. But she really works hard at her job. I mean, she really takes it very seriously. And it's never like a light thing for her. So we have people like Gillian Anderson of The X-Files. We have Eric Bana, who played in a lot of movies, including The Hulk. And it's funny, another guy who's born today, Sam Elliott, also played in one of the Hulk movies. And we have Melanie Griffith, and we have Whitney Houston. Now, Whitney Houston is a great example because you can see in Whitney the unhappiness that Four Diamonds often have, especially in the romantic life. You see, the Four Diamonds is the Venus-Neptune card in the spread, one of the two. And they have a very high ideal of love. And it's often off. So that the real, what really happens to them in their love life is often very sad. And they have a lot of heartbreak. They say that those that fly the highest fall the farthest. And Four Diamonds would be one of those that who have very high expectations of love, only to find that that gets sort of shot down. We also have football player Deion Sanders. We have comedian David Steinberg, actor Robert Shaw, musician Curtis Blow, and actress and director Amanda Bierce, all born today. Happy birthday, all of you who are still around, still alive. And it's interesting that I'm talking about celebrities tonight, because our topic tonight is about celebrities. Our talk tonight is going to be about celebrities. Just say a few things here and there. I've done readings for celebrities, personal readings. Not a lot, but a few. And, you know, when you're making tens of millions of dollars a year, your life is just way different than most people. And, you know, in some of the celebrities I read for, it was like, I knew that there wasn't a context for them to really open up and share what's going on personally for them. I gave them a reading as best I could, but they didn't reveal any deep problems or challenges they were having. And yet they do have them, just like everybody else. And the only time we notice is when we see the news. You know, we'll see something happening, like Lindsay Lohan going to jail or now in rehab, or, you know, things that Mel Gibson said and got recorded on YouTube. And, you know, when I study celebrities, I really want to understand them. I admire a lot of the roles they play. I really like a lot of actors and actresses. I enjoy the movies that I see with them, the parts they play. And I seek to understand the individual by looking at the card. I seek to understand not the surface, not what they just put out to the world, but understand the individual on a little bit deeper fashion. So that's the way we're going to kind of go at this tonight. We're going to try to see if we can see below the skin of celebrities and see if we can get some insight into their behavior that we see in the news, but we wonder about. You know, we wonder about what's going on with them. So, let's start out with talking about, I mentioned in my email blast tonight, I said, what do Lady Gaga, Miley Cyrus, Wesley Snipes, Michael Jackson have in common? And each of these people has a Ten of Hearts, either as a birth card or a ruling card. Now, Wesley Snipes happens to be a Leo Ten of Hearts, and Lady Gaga happens to be an Aries Eight of Clubs. So both the Leo Ten of Hearts and the Aries, because it's the ruling card, are going to be expressing this in a fairly dramatic fashion. And it's really interesting to look at the Ten of Hearts. You have to understand, when you look at a Ten of Hearts, you have to look deeper. You have to look at the first karma card of the Ten of Hearts, which is the Jack of Clubs. That's where you find the answer to a lot of the behavior that you see. Jack of Clubs is considered a bisexual card, number one. It's considered to be progressive. It's considered to be progressive, like futuristic. And you know, like they're not all bisexual by any means, but a lot of them are. But they would tend to be progressive in terms of sex and romance. They would tend to not judge somebody because they're male or female and be more open to loving somebody for whatever they are. So you have this quality that runs through, and you can see that with you can see it being expressed more with certain people like Michael Jackson, who was kind of asexual, or, you know, you didn't really know about him. And then you have Lady Gaga, who's very, you know, ambisexual, you might say, in the way that she performs and everything. And, you know, Miley Cyrus is young yet, and she's got a father that's very religious and traditional, so I don't think we've even seen how she's going to show up later in life as being very out there. Now, you look at Wesley Snipes, and, you know, another thing with the Ten of Hearts is you don't realize how super intelligent they are. They're like geniuses, you know. I mean, you look at what they're doing, and what you don't know, maybe what you don't know, is how much thought they have put into everything that they do. If anything, they go overboard with the thinking, and with the Jack of Clubs, there's a tendency to go towards the dishonest part. Okay? And I'm sure that we're going to have stories in the future about Lady Gaga and Miley Cyrus, about the dishonesty trait will come through. Michael Jackson certainly had it big time. Wesley Snipes was indicted for tax evasion for years, got really in trouble. Of course, he blamed it on somebody else, but, you know, we don't really know the whole story. And I love Wesley Snipes. I mean, I just love his movies and wish he had more movies myself. But you can't avoid the fact that they are Ten of Hearts, all of them. So we have this real, so Lady Gaga, she's the one that really expresses that sort of alien side of the Ten of Hearts, that really progressive out there. And it's her ruling card, you know? And believe me, everything she does, I think, is being done for marketing. I mean, she knows what she's doing. She's not doing it because she's crazy. She's doing it because it sells. I mean, I was looking at some photos of her today. She's not attractive. She's not attractive. She's kind of a homely-looking girl when you take all the makeup and everything off. I mean, she's not super ugly, but I wouldn't call her a really beautiful woman by any means. Miley Cyrus is much prettier as far as being a girl. But Lady Gaga knows how to market herself. And that's what she's doing. She's kind of like David Bowie. I mean, look at David Bowie. He's not a Ten of Hearts, by the way. He's a Six of Spades with a Three of Hearts ruler, which is also kind of strange, the Three of Hearts. But look at how he dressed up, and it was extremely effective. There was nobody like him. I would say, if anything, Lady Gaga is like, she's like a female David Bowie. If you look at her outfits and stuff, it's very, very similar. And we haven't had one for a while. It's kind of nice to have them. So that's basically it about these Ten of Hearts people that we see. I want to talk a little bit about these Robert Redford, Mickey Rourke, and Patrick Swayze. Of course, Patrick Swayze has passed away now. But all three of them are born on August the 18th. They're all Leo, Eight of Clubs. And you can see in each of them this sort of fixed quality. It's interesting, too, that both Mickey Rourke and Patrick Swayze got typecast as fighters a lot in movies. You know, Patrick Swayze was in Roadhouse, and then he was sort of like had other roles like that afterwards. And Mickey Rourke, you know, he became a professional boxer, which is how he transformed from being this really beautiful, sexy guy to being this sort of like beat up looking kind of rough guy over a period of like 10, 15 years. Amazing transformation when you look at Mickey Rourke and see him in like a movie like, what was it called? Just slips my mind. The one he did with Kim Basinger. I mean, he was so young and good looking, debonair, slim, you know, like a pretty boy almost. And now he's like, he went just to the opposite extreme. Very interesting. Patrick Swayze also got kind of beefy looking as he got older. But you can see that fixed quality in all of these characters, and you can see it in the movies that they did. In the movies that they always portray somebody who's got a very strong sense of ideals and beliefs and principles that they're living their life by. That's the thing. And nothing stops them. Nothing stops them in the movies that they do. It's really interesting to see. I enjoy seeing how people get typecast, because it's often very, very connected to the kind of person they are, the kind of card they are, and the kind of person they are. It's not an accident. I don't think there's any accidents in terms of who gets typecast in which way. Which brings us to Mel Gibson. Talk about Mel Gibson. He's a Jack of Spades and a Ten of Diamonds. So, Jack of Spades, and it's interesting that, you know, he went from Mad Max. It was just Max at first. I think in the first one of those movies, maybe it was Mad Max in the beginning too, but it definitely became Mad Max. Well, he didn't act so crazy then. He didn't act like a Mad Max until he got into that series where he was a cop and with Danny Glover. And then he was totally crazy. He acted like a crazy person. And he was really at that time, and then he played the part of Maverick. That's when he really let that Jack of Spades out of the bag and just let it go crazy. And it's kind of good for him that, you know, that he did Braveheart, because, you know, that got him out of that being typecast as being this kind of lunatic cop who was going to do something totally unexpected any moment. Which we all loved. I mean, everybody loved his stuff. And, you know, I wonder, when I hear about the things in the news about Mel Gibson And knowing he's a jack of spades, ten of diamonds, and ten of diamonds love to be in the limelight, I often wonder if he's not doing it just for publicity. Because really, when you talk about a jack, and this can be true for most of the jacks, it's like you never know if what they're saying is actually, if they really mean it, if it's really what they believe, or if they're just saying it to achieve something, to accomplish something. And they're acting as though that's something they really believe in or stand for. That's the way it is with jacks. So it makes it very difficult when you look at people who are jacks, and especially, let's face it, the jack of spades. This has got to be, you know, the most creative and the most resourceful of all the jacks. I remember having a girlfriend once who was a jack of spades ruling card, and I was always amazed how she could always come up with a solution to any problem situation that we encountered. It was like she never even, you know, really acknowledged there was really any problem. She always had a way around everything if she wanted to, and she often did. And that finally brings us to Lindsay Lohan. I want to talk about her for a minute. She's been in the news lately. You know, she's a king of diamonds and a king of hearts. And one thing about the king of diamonds, it's a one-eyed king. And don't assume ever that whatever she's going through, it's a real problem for her. If anything, king of diamonds have this ability to just shut their mind off from anything in their life. They are mostly just have a singular focus of what they want, and they're going after what they want. This is what I like about King of Diamonds. I mean, you can sort of trust that whatever they're doing, they're going after what it is they want. Now, she has been accused of stealing clothing from her friends. I'm sure she did it. I'm sure she's guilty of everything she's been accused of. But none of that really fazes her. She's going after what she wants. And if you look at her cards, I mean, she doesn't have bad cards. She's got the incredible great legal cards this year. But I do notice that she's got a five of spades long range and an ace of spades result. So I do think this is going to be a year in which she does have some significant change of lifestyle. And it's going to be very positive for her. It could end up, helping her get back to work as an actress and have more success. It might help her image. Her image isn't so great, at this moment. But all that crying in court and everything, that's not real. I don't think any of that's real. I don't think she's at all fazed by being in rehab or this jail thing. I think she kind of wanted to go to jail just to see what it was like. I mean, why would she keep doing what she was doing? I mean, she just snubbed her nose at the court and at the judge and everything. So, you know, I don't think there's any problems in her life at all right now. I really don't think. I think that things are just fine from her point of view. Okay? So it's always good to look at the cards. And once you know these cards, you get to look at celebrities. You get to see maybe what's really going on underneath the facade, the actor or the actress and what they're up to and so forth and so on. I enjoyed that. And I hope this has been somewhat educational. I got a lot of good feedback about last week's show about the sun signs. And I'm glad you liked it. I certainly enjoyed sharing that. And I'll have another topic again next week. Okay, so we're going to take a short break, and we're going to open up. Our phone lines are open. I think our phone lines are actually full already. But once a caller is hung up, there will be openings. And we're going to do some readings. We're going to look at some cards for some of you and help you to understand what you're going through and how to make the best choices based on the cards you have. Okay, we're going to listen to a song called Krishna Hare Krishna. This is off my CD, which is called Bhakti Rock. I hope you enjoy it. We'll be right back after the break. And that was Krishna Hare Krishna from my CD Bhakti Rock. Hope you enjoyed that. Okay. In this part of the show, I answer questions. And for those of you listening, I don't answer personal questions at all by email because I also do readings for people. And anybody listening who wants an in-depth reading, I do astrology and the cards together. And I can often help you make a transformation in your life by getting you in touch with the deepest aspects of yourself. The cards are a very helpful part of that, and astrology adds another wrinkle. And I don't use astrology on the show because it would take too long to look up everybody. But please don't send me requests for personal answers via email. I will not answer those, or I'll write you back and tell you I don't do that. Okay, our first call tonight is Deborah from Toronto. Her birthday is April 28, 1955. She is a Six of Clubs, Queen of Hearts, and she's 55 years old. Are you there, Deborah?
Yes, I am. Hi, Robert.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much.
So what's on your mind this evening, Deborah?
Well, I guess I'll focus on one thing in particular, and what I was wondering was, might I have a specific life purpose? Like, does it look like something, or is it low-key and anonymous, like a generalist of sorts, or ought I to be focused on a particular area? And if so, what might that be?
Okay. Well,
I'm open to hear anything you have to say.
Okay. Turn your radio down so that you don't have to hear that while you're talking to me. Okay.
Okay.
Because we're getting an echo of that. Okay. Okay. So that's a great question, and what I can tell you is that Six of Clubs card, that's your birth card, very important part of who you are. That card is all about knowledge, bringing knowledge to other people, knowledge that can change their life. Do you understand?
Yes.
So that is for all Six of Clubs, that is their highest calling. Now, not all Six of Clubs end up doing that or choosing that, but that's what they came here to do. And if now, that can take many forms, too. You know, there's no limit on how that shows up. But that general description should fit in every Six of Clubs who's connected and really doing what they're meant to do. Is that helpful?
Yes.
And this could be an incredible year for you to reach out to the public with your message, whatever that is. Now, when you think of Six of Clubs, think of John the Baptist. Because it's often called the John the Baptist card, okay? Mm-hmm. John the Baptist was not Jesus, but he led people to Jesus. See that distinction there?
Yes.
He wasn't Jesus, but he was the one that said, Jesus is coming, Jesus is here, go be with Jesus. So, likewise, that may be your role, like to lead people to higher knowledge, something that could change, transform, help them in their life. Okay?
Yes.
Well, thank you, Deborah.
That's
a great question, and I appreciate you asking it.
Well, thank you. I was involved in hospice work and ministerial training. And I was called back to Toronto as my son was involved in a serious accident. I guess it's here in Toronto that I'm to, do that work.
Well, the work will lead you, to where you need to go. You don't have to be concerned. You'll be directed. You'll just know. You'll say, oh, there's the call to go, and you just go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you. Instead of me looking for it, looking for for the opportunity, which I think I've been doing.
Well, it's okay to look. It's okay to ask and to look, but ultimately you'll find it without, you know, it'll just come to you ultimately.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with looking, but mm-hmm. you're probably not going to find it that way. That's all.
Yes.
Okay, Deborah. Well, thank you for being my guest, and good luck. This should be a really fantastic year, and it's just getting going.
Oh, thank you. That speaks to my heart. Absolutely.
Oh.
Wonderfully.
Oh, good.
Thank you so much.
All right. Have a great night, Deborah.
Thank you. You as well.
All right. Okay. Good night. Okay. Our second caller is from Michigan. Her name is Catherine. She's born, if I have this correct, April 2nd. 1971. She's also a six. She's a six of spades with the eight of diamonds ruling card, 39 years old. Are you there, Catherine?
I am here.
How are you, Catherine?
Hello. Oh,
hello.
Good.
How are you?
I had written you an email asking, I guess, a little too much information. So, yes, that's why I called tonight. I was hoping you could elaborate. I wrote on, is it possible to be a card off? Because the five of spades and the nine of spades combination, which is actually April 3rd, is a lot more of my life than the six of spades and the eight of diamonds.
Yes, I get that, but I still think you're a six of spades and eight of diamonds.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is it because of the five of clubs is my result? That
well,
like to wander
eight of diamonds. Eight of diamonds. People are very independent, you know.
Okay.
And you know, just because you're a six doesn't mean you don't like to travel. It's not like being a six is like a no travel thing. That's not true, you know. And
okay.
We checked your birth time, and you were definitely born the day that your birth certificate says. So, in my mind, there's no doubt that you are a six of spades and an eight of diamonds.
Okay.
And, you know, you may not quite see it just yet, but I think you will see it as you progress and as you use the system more. I think you'll be able to recognize that that's true for you.
Okay. And, you know, I my whole life I've been more on a spiritual side, probably because of my mother. She has she's a karma card of mine as well. My whole life I've been a little more involved with metaphysical than traditional religions, I guess. I feel that, and definitely that's how I was drawn to this system, which I really do like. Looking at both the six of clubs and the five, or six of spades and the five of spades, even in the weekly readings, they're so close to my life. I could read either one and they fit.
Yeah, well, you know, I think it would be better, now this is just a suggestion, of course you can do whatever you want, but it would be better for you to abandon those thoughts, because it will confuse you. You're already confused.
Okay.
You know?
Just
to simplify, just stick with one and be committed to that and see what happens.
Okay.
That's just my suggestion. Okay, you can do whatever you want, but that's what I would do if I were in your place. Because we've looked at your birth time. You were definitely born the day you're born on April the 2nd. You're not a five of spades. You are a six of spades.
Okay. can you
and that's
give
my
me
jo-
a,
that's my job.
A briefness
that's my job to tell you that, you know?
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
Can you give me a brief outlook then on the rest of my year?
Well, this could be a really fun year for you because you have an Eight of Hearts environment. I hope you're taking advantage of that and going out and being social.
Yes,
this
I am.
Eight of Hearts environment card. And that could bring you a lot of success with just people, like getting your way with people at work and in general, you know, like wherever you go, basically the red carpet rolls out and people like you and you're able to be effective at whatever it is you're doing. See? So that's an excellent, and it's also good for romance if you're single. You know, it's a good romantic influence as well. Depends whether you're available and, you know, looking.
Okay.
I'm sorry. What did you say?
Well, I did just get laid off of my job, so what is that looking like?
Well, did you love your job?
No.
That's why you got laid off. So celebrate.
Well, no, actually it was a construction job, so it was ending anyways. But, you know, I'm looking at actually going back to school. I'm undecided to go back to school or to just look for another job.
You know, it's all going to work out. It's all going to work out for
okay.
you. And why don't you take this opportunity to try to move up to a job that has more meaning for you? You know, take this opportunity to...
I was just a little concerned with the Ace of Diamonds and the displacement.
Yeah, don't be concerned. Just be willing to act when the time comes. Don't be too complacent. You know, that's one thing that sixes can do.
That I am not. Okay.
Sixes can become very complacent. They have to know when to act and jump when the opportunity comes, you see.
See, that's just not me. I'm always jumping. I get myself in all kinds of crazy stuff.
Well, all Aries are impulsive. Okay, you can't help that. All Aries they jump too fast. All Aries do, you know. They leap before they look.
That's what they're
known for that. And that's, I was talking about Aries last week, that's the lesson they have to learn, you know, is to slow down a little bit and consider things before they leap into them. And it wouldn't really matter what card you are for that. You'd still have that trait, you see.
Oh.
Just being an Aries.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks for coming on the show, Catherine. Great talking to you. Have a great night.
Okay.
Appreciate you being here. You're welcome. Good night. Okay, we're going to have one more caller before our break, and this is going to be Cindy. I think I know Cindy. California, March 10th, 1954. She's 56 years old. King of Diamonds. Are you there, Cindy?
Oh, yes. Yes, I am, Robert. I can barely hear you. I don't know why, but... I'm calling about a relationship that I just started and just wanted to know if there were any challenges or what you saw for this year anyway.
Well, you should already know if there are any challenges.
Well, I mean, I've got cards, Destiny and the Love cards as far as like the life spread, you know, how our cards compare in the life spread and that kind of thing I was curious about.
Well, I understand, but by your own experience with this person, by now I would think you would know if there's any challenges in the relationship.
Well, not necessarily. It's fairly new.
Oh, really? How new are we talking about?
Like a month, almost two.
Oh, that's plenty of time to know. So what have you experienced so far?
Well, his birthday is June.
No. I'm asking you, what has been your experience of the relationship?
Well, it's been very, very pleasant.
Oh, well, how about that? That's nice to know.
No, it's been very pleasant. It's kind of eating a lot of...
Do the cards confirm that pleasantness?
Do the cards confirm what now?
The pleasantness of the relationship?
Pleasantness? Yes.
Okay, good. So what's the problem?
Well,
what is the birthday of this person, by the way? What is their birthday?
June 26, 52.
June 26. And what did you learn about this person from knowing that?
Well, they can operate from just reading the generally about the card. I mean, I get along with that card, but something about their Venus, they can be jacks or sneaky or I don't know, something like that. Or they
that applies more
above it all.
You know, they can, but I wouldn't say so with this particular person. And this person is very marriageable, very, you know, able to make commitment. And
yeah.
You are too. You happen to be Saturn to him, but you're also Moon to him. You're aware of all his connections, I assume.
Yeah.
You know, I would imagine you've looked at these. So the Moon connection is there, which is what makes you feel like it's a good connection and you'd like to be together. That's really the biggest, most important connection when it comes to long-term relationships. You look up to him, but you're also Saturn to him, so I'm sure you can see his faults if you choose to.
I could be what?
You can see his faults.
Oh, I see.
You can be his critic. See, the Four of Spades, your ruling card is Saturn to the Four of Clubs. So, but overall, you have a lot of good connections. You really do. So, you know.
Well, it's just funny because he has Six of Hearts as a ruling card, and I met him during my Venus period and said I was going to start this could be a start of like a karmic relationship. So I didn't know if there was any.
Yeah, I see his card right there with the Five of Spades.
You know, when I look through the love cards, but.
I think it's all good. I really think it's all good. And I don't think you have anything to be concerned about.
Oh, good. Well, thank you. Yeah. I know this year in my spread, I have Ace of Spades, and I think it's Four of Hearts or Four of Spades. So that made me kind of nervous. Like, but it sounds like what I do day in and day out is changing. So,
well, totally underlying that Ace of Spades is a Four of Clubs, which you don't know, but it's there. So
what's
he
that?
Is
I'm sorry.
He is that Ace of Spades that's going to change your life. And it could end up changing it in such a way that you guys end up living together in the same house. This is what the Four of Spades is all about. Okay, so now you're really scared.
What's that?
Now you're really scared.
I haven't had anything serious in a long, long, long time. So.
Yeah, you've pushed it away for quite a while. This may be your last opportunity.
Oh, really?
Well, you're not getting any younger, are you?
No, I'm not.
I'm not getting any younger, are you? How many more do you think you're going to have?
Well, you know, could be a good 20 years left of my life. You never know.
How many have you had in the last 5 years?
Yeah, let's see, that's the thing, and this is starting off really good, and it's just a little scary, you know.
It's always scary because you might get your feelings hurt or something might happen, but the indications are good. I would definitely proceed with it. But he will have a role in changing you this year, and I say go with it. It will be a good change.
He will have a role in helping me make a good change?
That's what I'm saying, yes.
Yeah, I'm sorry to keep asking you. The connection is so bad. It's really, the sound is so low.
So. Oh, I can hear you really well.
Thank you, Robert. I appreciate that.
So, I'm going to let you go now, Cindy.
All right. Thank you.
Have a great night. Thanks for calling.
Thanks. Thank you, too. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, it's time for our next break, and we have more callers. We will get to them after the break. We're going to have a short song here. This is called Flying. Hope you enjoy it. Be right back. back, that was my song, a song I composed called Flying. It's available on 7thunders.com and e7thunders.com. For those of you who don't know, these sites are both, our new programs are up there. It's really awesome. You can enroll in courses, learn everything about the cards. Anybody listening tonight can be as good at card reading as I can be in about a year's time. I really believe that. If you have the desire and the interest, you know, if your interest is strong. I think the only reason that, you know, I'm as good at the cards as I might be is because I like it. I felt drawn to it. And a lot of you feel that way. If you feel that way, come learn it. Come learn everything and then go out and share it with people. It's a great way to express yourself and to make a living doing something you love. Okay, our next caller tonight is Christine from Vancouver. She's an Ace of Diamonds Scorpio. November the 6th, 1978, 31 years old. Are you there, Christine?
Hello, I'm here, Robin. Thank you so much for taking my call. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Christine. What can I do for you tonight?
I would like to know if any meaningful relationship coming in my way.
Okay. And when's the last time you had one?
No, actually, I haven't had one. Like, so I'm just wondering
if there's any. You've never had one your whole life?
Not really. I was so busy working and, doing my own thing, so not really.
Well, you know, that's kind of like the problem with being an Ace of Diamonds, is that work and love are always competing with each other.
Yeah, that's true.
So how are you going to I could see love cards here, but nothing's going to happen if that's going to be your way of being. Do you understand? Even if I saw cards for love coming your way, influences, you might actually completely ignore them. Do you understand?
Okay. Yes.
Now, as soon as it becomes important to you, as soon as you decide that this is something that you really want to have, it will happen. Okay? And you will have an opportunity. You will have an opportunity in this next year, Christine.
Next year.
This next year, after your birthday, you will have will be given an opportunity to have love in your life.
Okay. I have seen actually next year in my Venus there is a Knight of Heart, but I just wondering, is there anything not good?
Well, it's a Nine of Spades actually, and you have a Nine of Hearts in one of your other spreads. And that could be a death in the family, perhaps.
Oh?
Something along these lines. Maybe one of your pets dies, if you have any pets. Possibly. But that's not going to be relating to this. What I see is the King of Hearts long range and the Queen of Hearts result. And I think that your focus is going to change. Your focus is going to change to love. And you're going to find it. But, of course, you can always block it if you want. If you're determined to block it, you can continue to block. You can continue to block it.
I met someone, but I'm not sure if he's serious or not. But it just gave me mixed signals. So.
Well, you're not really sure if you're serious yet either.
But I think I'm ready, but looking at the other parties, I don't know, like action or sincerity, so I'm kind of, I don't know, hesitant or just...
Well, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I just don't know, like, what the other party wants. Like, if
Why don't you ask him?
But he said yes, but from his action shows it's not really, I don't know, it's not really, maybe he's, he has some others.
Well, what's his birthday?
I think it's July 1st.
July 1st? You're not sure?
I think it's July 1st, 77.
Okay. Okay, so July 1st is the Ace of Spades with the Three of Diamonds. Okay.
Yeah.
Have you read about this card? Do you have my books? Well, how much do you know?
Yes, I have read something, but I have seen my card in his card, like, you know, my spread, like my Ace of Diamonds and then Three of something. So in his card, but I'm not sure what that means. So.
Well, it doesn't necessarily mean anything. The important thing is to look at the card that he is, because that can tell you something about him. You can understand him more by understanding what his cards are. And that card, that birthday happens to be very sensitive, very afraid of being rejected or abandoned. Do you understand?
Okay. Yes, yes.
So that could explain some of his behavior.
Oh, okay.
That he's just very really afraid of getting his feelings hurt. But then again, of course, being a man, he probably wouldn't show that.
You see.
He probably wouldn't let you see that part. But you can bet that that's true.
Yes.
And that's not the greatest birthday for marriage, okay?
Okay.
I mean, you're not so great either, but your birthday's not so great either. But, you know, because of the fear and the uncertainty of that birthday, they often cannot make up their mind. So anything's possible, but, you know, that's a basic thing.
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe he has wandering eyes, you know, looking for, better opportunities or, I don't know.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, well, see, if, and I've done this before, because my card, my birthday is also one that tends to be insecure, is that you'd like to have some backup woman there, you know, in case. In case the one you're with, you know, leaves you. You want to have some backups, you see.
Yeah.
So, just watch his behavior, and you'll know the truth about him.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. So, I think he's very sensitive, but outside, he's appears strong. I don't know, appears strong. And
he'll appear very strong and very in control, but watch his choices.
Yeah.
That will reveal the truth. You see, the choices that we make reveal what's going on inside. Right? So watch what
and
he chooses to do.
Yes.
That's where you see the truth.
And, Robert, would you see where, I don't know, like me and the other party, like we are compatible and
Well, I mean, you have a past life Venus connection with him, and so there is some compatibility there. I don't think there's Mars there between you, but I don't think that this is a relationship that has a lot of strength for you.
Okay.
I think there's other birthdays with whom you'll feel much stronger connection.
Okay.
That's just my personal opinion. I think maybe he's just like somebody there to help you sort of break the ice and get back to even considering relationship again. See?
Yeah.
He's like your first time out, you see.
Yeah. So probably next year, so it wouldn't be him.
I don't think it's going to be him. I think it's going to be somebody else. But, you know, it could be him. It just depends. It depends on you and your choices and him and how things develop, and anything's possible. But, you know, I wouldn't, if you were asking me, if you were my client, I would probably tell you to look for somebody else for something long term. Okay, I'm gonna have to let you go now, Christine.
Okay.
No more questions. But
thank you so much, Robert.
You have a great night. Thanks for calling.
Have a good night. Bye.
Bye. Thank you. Okay, our next caller is Mary from Tennessee. She's an Aquarian, Queen of Clubs. January 28, 1958, 52 years old. Are you there, Mary?
Yes, I am. How are you, Mr. Destiny?
Thank you. I'm good.
Wonderful. Look, I wanted to tell you about your show last week. It was absolutely phenomenal. You know, I go out in my backyard every morning, and I do my little meditation and prayer in my backyard. And, Mr. Destiny, I looked up. On the telephone wire, there were several birds sitting there singing. And I fell out laughing because that was one of the descriptions you gave of an Aquarian, you know, last week. That, you know, when you think of Aquarian, you think about birds sitting on a telephone wire, you know, and so forth and so on. And I told you I couldn't concentrate on my meditation because I was laughing so hard. Because I kept hearing, you know, the description of the Aquarians in my head. And I just fell in love with you even more. But the reason why I was calling to see what did you see the cards in regards to my life purpose.
Well, you're another club, you know, Queen of Clubs. You know, Sarah McLachlan, the singer-songwriter, she's your birthday. Mm-hmm. So clubs are always about bringing out information for the world, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Something really wonderful. I mean, Paul McCartney is a Queen of Clubs. There's so many Bonnie Raitt's a Queen of Clubs. These are just performers. But it's always going to be like a message or information. And Queens are about nurturing people. You know, the queen wants to nurture, like have somebody grow up and they help them, they support them, they nurture them to become something that they want to be.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does. You know, as a matter of fact, you know, a few years ago, my mother had a massive stroke and I was her caretaker, you know, 24 hours a day. And when the nurse or the doctor would come by and check on her because she had a massive stroke, she was paralyzed. And a lot of times when people are taking care of loved ones in that kind of condition, they usually get bed sores and, you know, the whole nine. And they would come over, and they didn't realize that I was a daughter. They thought I was a professional nurse, you know, there taking care of her, you know, because her body was in such good condition, you know. I mean, I took care of her every need, and I heard one of the nurses on the phone. She had called into the hospital, and she was telling the doctors that, well, I think we need to cut her off from the, you know, from what we're doing because she has a professional. They have enough money to hire a professional nurse here. And I was like, no, I'm not a professional nurse. I'm her daughter, and that's what I do. I nurture, and I love people, and
yes.
Right now, I don't know what to do with it because after my mother passed, I fell into such a black hole of depression. And I just cut everything and everybody out of my life. I had this wonderful Sagittarius man in my life that I had been dealing with for almost 15 years. And I guess, you know, when he saw me in such a state, you know, he just couldn't take it. You know, because I was the one who was always so upbeat and with the light that and the energy that just drew people to me. And when I went into this black hole, you know, everything and everybody just kind of drifted away. And I was left alone, you know, with just in a quandary in regards to what to do and where should I take my career, you know, because I was in the finance you know, in the
So I'm going to have to stop you there, and I'm going to make some comments, okay?
And, you know, it's in tatters right now. The financial industry is in tatters right now. And I'm
Wait a minute. I need you to stop talking. Can you stop talking now?
Yes.
I know you're a club, but if you don't stop talking, I'll have to hang up, okay?
Okay.
So now I need your agreement that you're going to stop talking.
I am done.
I'm going to say a few things for you, okay?
Sure.
So you showed yourself that nurturing side by taking care of your mother. Now you need to take that to a broader perspective, like take it to the world, not to one individual. Take it to the world. Be nurturing to the world by bringing them some information. Now, remember the words I'm saying. I'm using them very intentionally. Some information that can make a difference in their life. You be the one that brings that to them.
Okay?
You get it?
Okay. Thank you so very much, and God bless you.
And this is the most blessed year of your life, okay? You need to realize... You need to realize that everything you want is right there. There's nothing stopping you.
Wow.
So don't let anything, everything should come very easily. You need to move forward with something. You probably already know what it is you need to do, but you have put it off in your head or something, just as a matter of habit from years gone by. So now you need to let the good stuff come in. And go for that thing that is the most enjoyable.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much for that information, and God bless you again.
You're welcome. Have a great night, Mary, and thanks for calling.
I'm Jerry. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Sometimes when you have a club on the line, you have to sort of like say, wait, hold on. Okay, our next caller is, Deborah. From Nebraska. Wow, I don't remember anybody calling from Nebraska before. She's January 23rd, 1962, a four of diamonds with a ten of clubs ruler and 48 years old. Are you there, Deborah?
Yes, I am.
Welcome to the show, Deborah.
Thank you. It's my first time calling.
I know that, yes. So it's nice to have you. Do you know what your card is? Do you know what your card is already?
They said it was a four of diamonds, but I have no idea what that means.
And who is they?
Well, the guy that answered the phone.
Oh, really? He told you his card. Oh, good for him. Okay. So I can tell you about your card, but do you have another specific question that you want to ask?
Well, I'm kind of in a crossroads. I'm unemployed. I'm needing to move someplace, but I'm not really sure where. I have, like, two choices of, well, one to stay here in the town I'm at, or go to St. Louis or San Diego, and I'm just not really sure what I'm doing with my life.
Sure. Okay. Well, it is, from what I can see, in the influences that you have right now, this is meant to be a year when you move or change, have a significant change. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And I think you know that. I think you know it's time for a change. You understand? You just don't know where yet.
Correct.
And that can cause some kind of uncertainty or fear to come up, you know? So I think if you first get clear that, yes, change is really what is on the table for me, you know, if you get clear about that, then the door will open up as to where to go or what to do. I do think it's going to be somewhere else, not staying where you are. I don't know all the details of your life, but I get the feeling like this is a time to get out of there from what I see in the influences you have. Okay?
Yeah, the air around Lincoln is not very good.
I'm sorry, what kind of work do you do or have been doing?
I've done lots of things throughout my life, but I worked for a retail gas station for about 8 years. Before that, I worked for a printing company, and then between, I kind of worked doing office work, you know, like accounting clerks and that type of stuff.
Uh-huh.
But I think I'm really wanting to get into some type of healing type of thing.
Yeah. Or maybe even teaching. Have you ever considered some kind of teaching thing?
No, not really.
Well, you know, a lot of healers go on to be teachers.
I have a big fascination with you know, stones and stuff, and I want to possibly get into, like, reflexology, massage therapy, healing touch type of stuff.
Okay, so why don't you do that? You already know what to do. Now go do it. And go wherever you need to go to have that happen. You know, let the location be determined by what will have that happen in your life. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah, because San Diego has opportunities, but there's like a reflexology school that's fairly close to where my stepfather lives.
Okay, is that in San Diego?
So I'm not sure if I want to go back home or... And my son lives in, my oldest child lives in San Diego, and him and his wife want me going down there, but I'm not really sure I want to be that far away from my other three kids here in Lincoln.
Yeah, well, you're going to have to, like, work that out. I just see a move, and I think it's important that you do move. I mean, here where I live in Asheville, there's two massage schools here. I guess they're everywhere, you know.
Now, I have a friend, and at this point in my life, he's just a friend. His birthday is 8/13/1954.
Mm-hmm.
We seem to be like two halves of one whole, it seems like.
Yeah. So.
And I wasn't sure if that's...
Now, I just want you to know that I usually only do one question per person.
Okay.
Okay. But August 13th is a good birthday. It's a good person, okay? So, and they're rare to come by. So if there's an interest there, I would go for that too. I'm just telling you, okay?
Yeah, like I said, at this point we're just friends.
Yeah.
But we're extremely good friends. You know,
yeah.
We don't live anywhere close to each other, so there isn't anything romantic going on there.
Maybe that's a good reason to move. Okay, Deborah, I'm going to let you go. Thanks for being my guest tonight. Great to hear from somebody in Nebraska. Have a great night.
Yep, you too. Bye.
All right, you're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay, well, we're going to do one more caller here. I guess we're going to have time. Nikki, for April 26th, 1974... Making her an 8 o'clock four of spades. Hello, Nikki.
Yes.
From Philadelphia.
Yep.
What can I do for you? Turn your radio down, please.
Okay. Well, I guess there's a million questions I could ask you, but I'm going to narrow it down to my love life, of course. Why is my love life a disaster?
Well, I don't know. I mean, what do you mean by a disaster? And what is that background noise, by the way, that we're hearing on your end?
I have no idea. Is that better?
Yeah, much better. Much better.
Okay. What I mean by a disaster is that I've just had a long string of just really bad relationships. Mostly relationships where there's kind of like a battle of wills all the time. All of the time. It's never just like, you know, light, pleasant, I like you, you like me. It's just always a battle.
Well, that's interesting. You know, I've had a string of relationships where there's been a lot of fighting, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I know why. I know myself enough to know. You know, you are an 8 of clubs.
Mm-hmm.
And 8 of clubs people... They are committed to a set of ideals and principles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so if somebody tries to tell you otherwise, you would not, you would never back down from a fight about that. Do you understand?
Yeah, that's true.
If they tried to compromise your principles...
That's the thing right there, because the guys always try to compromise my principle. I mean, because if you're saying something that makes sense, you know, of course I would go along or be flexible with it. But it's more so about compromising who I am in terms of, like, my integrity. You know, it's, I find
yes.
that these guys have been with a lot of women that they can kind of get away with a lot of stuff. So when they meet me, it's kind of like the complete opposite, but they'll still think they can kind of run the same game. And so it's kind of like they figure it out too late that they can't. And, you know, so then by that time it's over, but then they still want to, like, fight me on it. And it's like,
well,
you know, once
well,
I'm
I
done,
can
I'm
I
done.
Can detect, I want to just say this, Nikki, that I can detect you got a little bit of an attitude about men, okay?
You think so?
Yep. And I think you got it from somewhere in your childhood. I don't know where, from your father or a brother or something. You definitely, you're running an attitude about guys, okay?
Really? Okay.
Yep, absolutely. And you know, it's not a big deal, but you take that right in. You're expecting it to show up. You know, guys are used to doing this with women and they meet me. That's what you say. That's your story about it. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
It could be a completely different story if you wanted it to be. You know, it could be a different story. It could be a story that, you know, has potential for a happy ending, for one. That would be kind of fun.
Yeah, I would love that. I mean, I don't think that maybe I am expecting it now, but initially I wasn't. Because, you know, you want something positive, and you really have no expectations when you're younger. So it's kind of just
Be careful with the way that you interpret what they're doing. Like, be careful with the way you label it and you evaluate it. And that has nothing to do with your principles, by the way, that evaluation that you do. Because, you know, you end up being stuck with that, you know. You end up being stuck with what you made of all of it. Like your story about what they were up to and what they did. That's your responsibility, you see.
Right.
Like, you know, I mean, you see people all the time. They're walking around. They got this big thing about the opposite sex, you know. It could be a guy that says, you know, women just can't be trusted. Or it could be a girl that says the same thing about men. You know, and all men are doing this. If you're doing any of those kind of things... You're stuck with that story, but it's not going to bring you any happiness, see?
Right.
And then it could, and what happens is, as soon as we have a story from our past about what happened to us, now we don't know this, but unconsciously we seek to maintain that because we become identified with it. We think
right.
that's who we are. So if we don't get it, we want to keep perpetuating it. This is not conscious, but it happens. So I'm telling you because you're a club and you're a thinker, okay? Clubs are thinkers.
Yes, indeed.
So a lot of the work that you have to do to have a good relationship is in the way that you're thinking about relationship and men. Like there needs to be some room in you for a really nice guy to show up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
There needs
to be room for you to trust a man.
Like
attracting men, like not at all. Like that's never the problem. And it's funny you say it about me, like, having this story because, like, I never had any story. Like, I was always really naive and, like, my friends would always say, oh, well, like, you have to have your guard up because guys are going to try to do this to you. Because I didn't. I was the complete opposite. I was just kind of, like, you know, very vulnerable, gave everybody a chance. And so now I have that story because I was like that and got taken advantage of. So
well,
I feel
you
like,
know, there are men and women that take advantage of other
somewhere in
of
there.
The opposite sex. There are, you know, it's not exclusive to men or women.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. But why would you attract that? You know, my suggestion is use it as an opportunity.
I'm trying to figure out if that's a part of being a club because I would have to know that if it's a pattern that it's also something that I'm doing. Like I'm not blind to that. So, like, well, I guess yeah. my question to you, is it a part of being a club? Is that some of it? I mean, then, and then the other part is just, you know, the individual sort of thing. Like, I don't know if Ada Club's women, like, just have, you know, certain patterns and relationships that are just inherent in the card or what?
Not generally, not like this, but there is always room for an eight, any eight, to be looking at relationships as a power game. And that's how I see you looking at it, like a power game.
Because that's what's happened to me. Like, for instance, the last guy I was just with, he was a queen of diamonds. Like, he actually made me buy the book because, I mean, I saw on the website that he was a queen of diamonds from his birthday, but I didn't know what our connection was. The connection
so
was that intense, it made me buy the book to see what our connection was. And I saw that he was my Pluto card, and I'm like, oh, my God, this makes sense. Like, he drove me nuts. He drove me nuts. And I'm going, you know, why do I keep attracting this sort of thing where it is a problem?
And I'm also a queen of diamonds, and you're talking
yeah,
to me.
Yeah, I know
tonight.
That.
So, part of you you know, you wouldn't attract a queen of diamonds unless you wanted to see a change in yourself, okay? Because that's why Ada Clubs come to me. Ada Clubs come to me because they're ready for a change, you know.
Really?
Yeah, that's when they show up.
Yeah.
Not all the time, just when they're ready to have a significant change in their life. Because the Pluto card is what's going to change you. You know, my Pluto card's Jack of Clubs. If I find myself attracted to a Jack of Clubs for some reason, I would know that I'm looking for a change myself, you see?
Mm-hmm.
It's not personal so much. It's just the cards can help you understand what it is you're doing. So my suggestion for you is see if you can find a new story that makes you the author of everything, that has you be the author of everything. You know what I mean by that?
Well,
you
wrote the script. That I'm writing the story.
You wrote the script. You gave him the lines to read, and that's what you got.
Okay.
Make that your story, and you'll learn so much about yourself that someday you'll be able to create the most perfect relationship for yourself. See?
Hmm. Okay.
Because you'll know what you're doing, and you'll know that you can either do it or not. You'll have a choice in the matter instead of just being driven by unconscious forces. Okay?
Okay.
It's really fun talking to you, and I do wish you very well. And by the way, you have a Queen of Hearts result, so there's a strong possibility you're going to end up in another relationship by your next birthday.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah.
That's good.
Yeah,
well,
it's very
so
good.
Thanks so much, Robert.
You're very welcome. Great talking to you, Nikki.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we went over pretty long tonight, but that was so much fun I couldn't stop. Clubs sure like to talk. Oh, my God. I see it more and more every day. Thanks for being with us tonight. I hope you enjoyed the show. We're going to be back again next week with a whole new topic, and I hope to see you here. Thanks for being my guest tonight, all of you. We'll see you next week. Good night.
Savitur-varinyam Bhargo-devasya dhimahi Deyo-yonat-prachodayam Om Burbhuva Svaha Tatsavitur-varinyam Bhargo-devasya dhimahi Deyo yo na prachodaya Om Bhurbhuvah Svaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo yo na prachodaya Om Bhurbhuvah Svaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo
Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yona Prachodaya. Om Bhurbhuva Svaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yona Prachodaya.
me, giving you all my desire. I'll get my point across now, and maybe you'll understand. Well, I said I'd make it if you tried, but I lied. My disguise is my high-rise ticket to the top. Well, I know. Maybe I'll just let you touch me, giving you all my desire. I'll get my point across now, and maybe you'll understand. Maybe I'll just let you lie. Touch me, giving you all my desire. I'll get my point across now, and maybe you'll understand. Well, I said I'd make it if you tried, but I lied. My disguise is my high-rise ticket to the top.
Tarzan Love, BBS Radio, Tarzan Love, BBS. Tarzan Love, BBS Radio, Tarzan Love, BBS. Tarzan Love, BBS Radio, Tarzan Love,
There is joy in the morning light, and there's joy, 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 joy in your life. There is joy in the morning light, and there's joy.
to give it to you easy. Yeah, I'm just hoping you can feel me. You think you got it going on, girl. You move around and such a stranger.
Hello, this is Wesley Snipes. And when I'm divinely inspired and spiritually motivated, I listen to VBSRadio.com.
much sorrow, sacrifice, mothers and fathers.